The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord. On
the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I sent you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Sorry, not an incense, it's my throat. Choose what words in the Jewish word peace. Those who used to go to Jerusalem for the holidays, for pilgrimage, everybody when we meet on the street, they say shalom, right? Shalom is not just something plainly, just peace. Peace means full of life, active, joyful. It's all included. When you greet peace, not just peace with you. No. Be joyful, trustful in the Lord. And this means shalom. That means the peace of Christ to us. So all the time when Christ first meet his disciples, always say this first word, shalom. So we do the same. Although we don't say the word exactly, I don't spell very correctly, but that means to say greeting from the Lord. Now, in other words, Jesus is telling Thomas, he said, Thomas, you believe in me because you have seen me. Blessed are they who have not seen me but still believe. On one hand is Jesus telling Thomas, why don't you believe? On the other hand, he's telling each one of us, we are more blessed because we don't see and believe. We thank the Lord that we are invited to join him through baptism. After baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit confirmation. Also, with the chance to receive the Blessed Sacrament. That means to say, we receive the body and blood of Christ, his real body and blood of Christ. You remember once Jesus was telling the people, those who do not eat my flesh and drink my blood will not have life. And many of the disciples left. They say, I can't stand. No way to eat his flesh and drink his blood. He left. And then Jesus asked the rest, what about you? And Peter says, without the word of God, we are going nowhere. This is our attitude towards the word of God. With the word of God, if it's body and blood, we are alive. We can live in shalom because our peace is not because no worries. Our peace is under worries, under persecution. We still believe God is with us. He says once, without me, you cannot do anything. So anything now, today, you can sit here peacefully with heart, not because your merit, because Jesus is really protecting you. The Holy Spirit within you is helping you. There's so many other your friends that you hang around in the Central Park. They don't come to church, some of them. They don't feel. Not because Jesus, Jesus to run off them. They have the choice. Jesus gives you all the freedom. That's why one of the disciples betrayed Jesus. He gives the freedom. If you want to do any other things, Jesus always let you free. But hurt his heart. That's why today Jesus asked Sister Faustina that the second Sunday of Easter be the Sunday of the Divine Mercy. What does it mean? That means to show us on this day, I mean, with the cross, he gave all the graces we need to become a saint. Jesus invites each one of us to be a holy person. He gave all the graces. If we sin, all forgiven. You mean, you see, when Jesus arrived and then give him the power to forgive to the church. So we are blessed. Even although I have not many times you follow Jesus, but through the sacrament of confession, God is forgiven. It's God himself, it's Jesus himself, not we priests. We are all poor priests. We have to confess also. The Pope himself has to confess. All the bishops, don't worry, we are not exempted, no exception. We all need to confess. Because we need to follow Christ with a pure heart. Purity of heart means always trust in His mercy. So today, in a special way, we pray for one another that we always faithful, that we say, tell Jesus, that's what is through Sister Faustina, give us the word, Jesus, we trust in you. So in your heart, a short prayer, you don't have to say the whole Our Father, whole Hail Mary, just one phrase, tell Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you. And thank Sister Faustina, so faithful disciple, to transmit all the graces of Jesus to us. And we thank the Pope, the late Pope John Paul II, of year 2000, make this Sunday a Sunday of Divine Mercy. We thank that Jesus is really looking for us, looking upon us. So we thank the Lord, we thank that we are together today, one mind, one heart, to give praise to the Lord God the Father in heaven. Mm-hmm.